Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It is a Monday. There is so much to talk about. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now. Colin was right. Colin was wrong. There is plenty of both. And Jason McIntyre, another great college weekend, another amazing NFL weekend. That was a showcase last night. I was just looking at the red zones. Ten times these teams got into the end zone, 9 times they score. You get great coaching, great quarterbacking, great efficiency. That was pleasurable to the eye. That was fun, beautiful football.
Andy Reid decided to break out the good plays, as opposed to the Colts game where he just didn't score in the second half. But they looked phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, so we got 72 points last night, almost 60 first downs, 40 passing first downs. That's the way football should be. Great efficiency in the red zone, clever. Two big takeaways. Let's start with Tampa. If you want to know why Brady and Giselle are reportedly having, you know, marriage conflict, Tom wants to continue playing football, she doesn't want him to, you watched last night. He's still a top five quarterback in the league. He's shredding defenses. He threw it 52 times. He got hit, looked like he got hurt, bounced back, accurate as ever, poised as ever, velocity as good as ever, red zone good as ever. Listen, if Steph Curry's averaging 29.5 points a game and his wife says stop playing, they'd probably argue too. I mean, Tom Brady, I don't see any dip in accuracy, composure, velocity, movement. I mean, 7 yards per play. The only difference with Tom is Chris Godwin tends to get hurt. Mike Evans has been out a couple of times. Gronk is not his safety valve in the red zone. But I don't see Tom Brady today looks like Tom Brady 8 years ago. Honestly, he looks better than the last 2 years in New England. Of course, a lot of that is the weapons he has. That's my first takeaway. The second one is Kansas City, Mahomes, and Andy Reid are really easy to root for to go on a run and be a dynasty. They're not there yet. They have one Super Bowl. But if there's going to be a dynasty, it should look like this. Fun, flashy, daring, and there are levels to really good football teams. There's a very good team. Cincinnati's a very good team. It's a great team. I think Kansas City at their best, Buffalo at their best are great teams. And then there's wow. And Kansas City and Buffalo, especially the Chiefs, are one of the only wow teams in the league. The Warriors and the Chiefs are good for sports. I mean, listen, the Spurs had a dynasty. Bama had a dynasty. Patriots had a dynasty. But it was sort of like coaching and culture and efficiency and a suffocating defense. That's fine, too. You get the trophies. You get the rings. But, I mean, to me, not all dynasties are equal. And this has such a Warriors feel to it that it's just going to last longer. And a big component to that is that Mahomes, like Steph Curry, is so unselfish. He actually, believe it or not, gains joy in other people succeeding. He's okay with a tight end taking the snap and going in. He loves that stuff. And so you get everything you want in a dynasty. You get daring and clever and wow and coaching and smart. I mean, it's nothing against the Patriots' 20-year run. But let's be honest. It was that cold team up in the Northeast. Bill was really smart. Tom was really efficient. Didn't have, outside of the Randy Moss years, a lot of sex appeal. Not really relatable. This is how football should be. And it's where football is moving. Daring, fun, and different. Joy from the superstars. Selfless guys willing to elevate others. And Travis Kelce talked about it after the game.
The NFL hasn't seen anything like Pat Mahomes, I promise you that. And you saw it today. He's the Houdini of our era, man. The guy just finds ways to make plays throughout the game. I mean, big-time third downs, big-time goal line plays, just willing our team into the end zone, willing our team to win, and that's our ultimate leader, man.
Listen, Kansas City and the Warriors also can get a little too cute. I mean, Steph Curry will do the behind-the-back pass on a fast break. You can go up by 10, close the deal out, and it flies into the stands. Sometimes the left-handed stuff for Mahomes goes awry. But you know what? Great people have to push the envelope. That's what we as consumers, that's when we're the big winners, when great people do great stuff. When Steph Curry hits two 28-footers in a row, he needs to try a 32-footer because nobody can do that except Steph Curry. Push the envelope. And sometimes Kansas City can get a little sloppy and can get a little cute and can get a little finesse. I'm here for it. A very easy team to root for. Smart football and daring football for us is great football. All right, let's talk about something that's not so great. The Denver Broncos had 12 first downs against the Raiders defense. Russell Wilson, say what you want. Good receivers, offensive head coach, a lot of penalties, bad situationally. Folks, you're seeing it with Oklahoma football and you're seeing it with the Denver Broncos, where a coach comes in, can't even master his side of the ball. 75% of coordinators hired for college or pro jobs do not work. They don't work. Coordinators generally don't work. Well, wait until he gets his players. Nonsense. McVay didn't need his players. Lincoln Riley at USC didn't need his players. Denver, from clock management to penalties to lack of creativity, I'm afraid I'm really wrong on this, that Denver whiffed on the head coach. They've got literally no identity offensively other than disorganized. 12 first downs, no ability to run the ball. They don't move the pocket. I mean, you can blame Russell Wilson, but his passer rating was 124.9. And you still saw flashes of Russell Wilson. He led Denver in rushing. He had two great deep balls. He's getting the ball to his star receivers. He's scrambling for first downs. You don't see a guy that's hobbling up and down the field. He's at least trending in the right direction. But folks, we have seen this in the NFL in the last 4 or 5 years. Steve Wilks in Arizona, They moved off after a year. Ben McAdoo and the New York Giants, they got it wrong. Joe Judge took us longer. We figured out quickly. He got it wrong. Cleveland Browns, Freddie Kitchens. It happens. It happens. You can keep convincing yourself it's working. But I would say this. Ask yourself this. What is Nathaniel Hackett's identity? Even coaches were not sure about. I'll give you an example. Robert Saleh with the Jets. We don't know if it's going to work, but he's got an identity, great energy, and a tough guy. You know what he is. It may not work, but he's got an identity. That team is physical, and his energy is through the roof. Let me give you another one. Brandon Staley of the Chargers. We don't know if it's going to work, but very analytical and hyper-aggressive. We know what they are. Miami, Mike McDaniel, 4 games. He is a pro player. Wrap your arms around my guy. Again, very smart, very efficient, looks very much like the 49ers. I don't know if Mike McDaniel, Brandon Staley, Robert Saleh will be coaching in 4 years. I don't know. McDaniel, I've got high hopes for. I don't know, but they've got an identity. If you're an offensive coach, McVay's offense, you could put his players in a silhouette. And I could watch the plays, not know who's playing in a silhouette, and I'd go, oh, yeah, that's his offense. Same with Kyle Shanahan. Same with Andy Reid. Same with Sean Payton. I can see your offense. Lincoln Riley at USC, I can see it and know, oh, that's clever. That's the manipulation of personnel, formations, variations. What is this? I mean, good God, even Dan Campbell. Like Dan Campbell in Detroit, former player, you know, sometimes can be a little bit of a meathead, but you know what? Unbelievable passion, pro player, would run through a wall for the organization. Dan Campbell, whether it works or not, that team gives you, they never quit. They get down big. They are never out of a game because of Dan Campbell. So my takeaway is this is an offensive coach. I don't want to hear about, well, he's got to get his guys in. Come on. McVay didn't get his guys in. He went and got a left tackle and had Jared Goff and took him to a Super Bowl. He eventually upgraded to some guys he liked more. But I think I'm just wrong on this. I just don't see it. When a coach comes in, you got to be able to get your side of the ball right. Good God, Oklahoma's given up 500-600 yards in a week against TCU. Kansas State. I'm not talking against, you know, Georgia. I'm not talking against Ohio State or Notre Dame or LSU. I'm talking they're giving up that to like second-tier programs. Nathaniel Hackett on the continued Broncos offensive struggles.
Yeah, I mean, we can't go backwards, obviously, especially with some of those penalties and things like that. I thought that was a great one. I mean, at one point, I think we were first and 30, battled back and scored on that drive. So the guys are still battling through that. But those are things, those are self-inflicted wounds. You know, whether it's a blocking pattern we're messing up and going backwards or a sack, any of those things, we got to get better. And I think that across the board, you know, as an offense, I think we will.
Their schedule has some openings. I mean, if I went and looked their schedule over the next 6 weeks, there's some wins there if they can get it right. But just look at Kansas City's offense, how smart and clever it is, and then watch Denver's, and it feels like the opposite. It's like you're watching the 1994 offense. I don't see it. I think I whiffed. I'm pretty much okay with most of my predictions so far for this year. You know, I got teams like, you know, I had Miami getting in and the Bengals being a good team. And, you know, I had Philadelphia winning their division and Tampa wins their division and Minnesota being good. I feel pretty good with them. Denver, I picked to win the division. That's not great. I got to be honest. That wasn't a great prediction by me. This morning, if I do it again, I'd pick them fourth. I'm serious. I think I'd pick them fourth. I don't think you can win with this, what I see here. You got to have an identity, even if I don't love you. Brandon Staley, Robert Saleh, Dan Campbell. The players have to know who you are, what you are, what are you good at. I don't see it. Big old whiff for Uncle Gauntlet.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The good news for the Packers, they know their problems, and we'll get to that in a second. But self-awareness is very, very important, and I think Aaron Rodgers sees the problem. But for years and years, we've looked at teams like the Tennessee Titans as sort of, they've got one way to win. It's sort of the knock on Garoppolo, right? You can't get in a shootout and win with Garoppolo. Some people believe it's Lamar Jackson. There's one way to win. He's not going to rally you from 21 down. And those are legitimate criticisms, right? I think Green Bay for years and years looked at all those teams and thought, hey, we can beat you a lot of different ways. They've become one of them. The box score looks beautiful. 24 first downs, 450 yards, dominate time of possession, very few penalties. We think they're smart. But with Aaron, Matt LaFleur, the best running back tandem in the league in a bad division, they're like 22nd in scoring in the league. And this is why I don't put them in my top 10. Jason McIntyre is trying to bully me into putting them in their top 10. They've beaten a bad Chicago team, Tampa with none of its receivers, and a third-string quarterback who, by the way, took them to overtime. And as long as Aaron is the quarterback and playing with rookie receivers, his personality is, you make a mistake, I'll punish you. You saw it yesterday. Romeo Doubs fumbled early, ghosted him for two quarters. LaFleur had to go back to reverses to get Christian Watson the ball. He's not going to do it. It's not his personality. It's not his DNA. And that's who he is. You know, that's just not who Aaron is. He's a brilliant thrower of the football. It looks different. Fastest release since Dan Marino. He's a Hall of Famer. There's a lot of great with Aaron. But when Alan Lazard is your number one, he can't be stubborn. You can't be. You got to get these guys working. Right now, they don't have the ability of Buffalo, what Buffalo did yesterday, come from behind. Bengals, Chiefs, Rams, be down 21, not out of a game. In 2022, you can't stop top quarterbacks. I mean, Belichick can't force Josh Allen to punt. To punt. Look what Belichick did to Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Mahomes. Todd Bowles is one of the best defensive minds in football. Mahomes is up and down the field all last night. Bailey Zappi was moving the ball up, and that's a good Green Bay defense. That is a good Green Bay defense. It's why I took Patriots to cover this weekend. I'm like, these are two running teams. They can beat you one way. There's no way I'm giving you 9.5 points. And so you're going to get into some shootouts. And I think the Packers have become the Titans, the Ravens, and the Niners with Garoppolo. And by the way, I love Baltimore, and I love San Francisco with Garoppolo, but I do know they can't get down 21-0. They can beat you one way. And I think Aaron Rodgers, to his credit, he sort of knows what they are.
Can't be 2-2 losing to a third string quarterback and not playing great in all three phases. So we had to have this one. That doesn't take anything away from the joy of winning, but this is one we had to have. This way of winning, I don't think is sustainable because it's just puts too much pressure on our defense. And obviously I got to play better and will play better.
He's right. And here's the good news. Aaron sees it and Aaron knows it. His personality is what it is. But, I mean, Chicago's bad. The Patriots, ask yourself this. If Mac Jones would have played, Green Bay doesn't win that game. That game didn't get to overtime. I mean, that game didn't get to overtime. Go ask yourself after watching the Buccaneers go toe-to-toe with Kansas City. If Evans and Godwin are there last week and Julio Jones, you think Green Bay beats Tampa? Absolutely no way. So I think to Green Bay's credit, they know it. The Badgers fired their football coach. They're too one-dimensional. Green Bay is too. They just have one of the great quarterbacks of our lives. But I just don't see it. They will. I highly doubt tomorrow they're in my top 10.
Should you give Romeo Doubs some credit or give Aaron Rodgers credit for going back to Doubs
later
after the drop, end of regulation, and he drops the football in the end zone?
What?
Couldn't complete the catch.
Should I give you credit for doing what is necessary? That's like saying, do you help your wife around the house? You deserve a lot of credit for, you know, sharing in the duty.
Taking out the trash, right?
Yeah, good for you.
Give me a pat on the back.
Yeah, it's like you have to go to Romeo Doubs because Alan Lazard's your one. Can't just throw to your buddies. You got to make this puppy work. And I think over time, hey, here's the good news. It's ugly and they're winning. So, I mean, there's worse places to be in the NFL. So, it's like Sean McVay says, we're winning. It's not pretty. So Green Bay is winning, and Aaron's got self-awareness that, like, you can't keep doing this. But I saw this yesterday with Denver and Green Bay. Those are really good defenses, and they're tired. Yeah. By the end of the game, they're just on the field too long.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm watching the Cowboys yesterday, and with you know you have a star quarterback. That when you take the star quarterback and his backup, the gap is the Grand Canyon. Like, if I take Josh Allen's backup is Case Keenum. They don't even physically look close. Lamar Jackson's backup is Tyler Huntley. Justin Herbert's is Chase Daniel. Patrick Mahomes is Chad Henne. Like, literally, you have to change the offense when the backup quarterback comes in. That's when you have a star quarterback. You can do things with Lamar and Mahomes and Herbert and Burrow and Allen. Your backup can't even do. You take plays out of the offense. When you watch the Cowboys, Dak leaves and Cooper Rush comes in. It's the same offense. I think Dak's better than Cooper. He's better, but it's not quite as wide a gap as you'd want, considering at one point Dak was the, what, highest paid quarterback in the league? So, you know, when's the last time you watched the game and went, wow, with Dak? I mean, you're not going to watch Cooper Rush and go, wow, but I don't do that with Dak. So, I mean, this weekend I saw Josh Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, Brady, like, whoa, make whoa plays. It's like a Rolex. Like, I'm not a big watch guy, but if I want to spend $15,000 or whatever a Rolex costs, $15,000, $20,000. I want to put it in my wrist, and people go up and go, "Woo, that guy done well." Okay, otherwise, I just, you know, otherwise I'll put something on like I've usually had most of my life that costs $40. I'm just keeping time, right? So you know, with Josh Allen and Mahomes, I'm paying that money for that Rolex, but I'm going, "Whoa, that's different. That's unique." Dak, he's better than Cooper Rush, but I don't see this big gap. You can run the exact same offense with Cooper Rush that you can run with Dak. If Case Keenum came in for Josh Allen, you think Case Keenum's running around 11 times a game? And no. You think Chase Daniels, they're going to run as many deep routes with Chase Daniels as Justin Herbert? And no. Cooper and Dak, it's the same offense. It's kind of the same offense. Jerry Jones, after the game, on the unexpected play renaissance of Cooper Rush.
He's got a lot of confidence in the offense that he knows where the cars are on the freeway. And he's got, to his credit, he in the passing game, he can get the ball there. He gets a good ball to the receivers. They've got confidence in him. It's amazing, and it's far more than I could have ever expected.
Yeah, he's a very, very capable backup. And that's what I've said, by the way, with Tua and Teddy Bridgewater. So Bridgewater's going to probably play this week. I think Tua is better than Teddy Bridgewater. Inch. You can run the exact same offense. You can run the exact same offense. That's where you don't want to pay a quarterback $40 million. I want to pay a quarterback. I want the Rolex. I want that. That doesn't look like any other watch. I want the, yeah, nobody else can do. I mean, Patrick Mahomes goes out. You're not doing left-handed passes. You're not. The offense changes. By the way, Steph Curry hits the bench. You're not letting the other guy shoot 28-footers. I don't mind paying big money, but you got to give me some wow. I got to see it. And, you know, I. By the way, Dak now comes back at the Rams at Philly. They're not winning those games. Right? I mean, I'm not trying to be controversial here. They're not going to win at Philly, for sure. And I don't think they're going to win at L.A. either. I don't know. Maybe short week they have a chance, but I don't think we should have a quarterback controversy. But if Dak goes 0-2, we're going to have a quarterback controversy. That's just, you know, Jerry's going to be there poking it and stoking it and getting it all fired up.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Colin right, Colin wrong on a Monday. Let's fire away.
Where Colin was right?
Listen, during the preseason, everybody kept telling me Romeo Doubs, Green Bay, is going to take over the league. He's having a great preseason. And I said, timeout. It's the preseason. NFL teams don't even play starting corners in the preseason. This is going to take a long time to be good. Aaron Rodgers' history is, you got to build a lot of trust. Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams, guys he loved, took a long time. I think Romeo Doubs is really good. He's not going to tear up the league. It just doesn't work that way. Not with Aaron, not in this league. He had a fumble in the first half. Aaron didn't go back to him for 2.5 quarters. So this has become what I thought, a super clever, talented kid, growing pains, slowly growing with Aaron Rodgers.
Where Colin was wrong.
Blazing 5-2-3. We still have a winning record on the year. You know what? You know where I really whiffed? Jaguars, Eagles. I think Philadelphia is better than any of us think. Because I think Jacksonville is going to win that division. And I think Jacksonville's got ballers everywhere. I like everything about Jacksonville. And they got pushed around in that second half.
Where Colin was right.
Well, I said last week, if you have a great quarterback, a franchise quarterback, he'll be the solution. Stop blaming receivers did this or O-line did this. Justin Herbert's on the road, defensive coach, no left tackle, no Bosa, no Keenan Allen, and put up monster numbers. Was unbelievable. 340-some yards, 2 touchdowns, 113 passer rating. That's why when you defend these average quarterbacks, well, they have a lot of drops. You know who leads the NFL in drop passes last 3 years? Mahomes. Brady second. This is what a franchise quarterback looks like. On the road, you're missing your star receiver, your best defensive player, your all Pro Bowl level left tackle. You're not running the ball consistently, and Herbert is unstoppable for big chunks of the game.
Where Colin was wrong.
I think I made a big mistake on the Denver Broncos. I had them winning the division. I do not believe they're going to win the division. I think this happens from time to time. I saw it with Ben McAdoo. I saw it with Freddie Kitchens. You hire a coach. He's a nice guy. But he's kind of an assistant, and I just don't see it. The defense now is regressing. I don't know what they are offensively. You got to – listen, even if you – I don't know if Robert Saleh is going to work, but I do feel like I know what he is. Aggressive, high energy. I don't know what Nathaniel Hackett is. It's not working. I mean, Russell Wilson leads them in rushing, still throws a beautiful deep ball. They've got talent. They had 12 first downs against the Raiders defense. 12 in 3.5 hours.
Where Colin was right.
Listen, y'all love to pile on me when Sam Darnold struggles, but you told me that Baker to Carolina, you'll see the real talent. He's worse than Darnold. I mean, he's completing 54% of his throws, passer rating mid-70s.
What Baker is not talented enough to overcome an average coach and an average offensive line. For the record, that is the same with Sam Darnold in the NFL. You have said there's a huge gap between the two. You pile on when Baker has some success. I got news for you. If Sam Darnold would have played with Nick Chubb, OBJ, that offensive line, chances are he would have won more football games too. Darnold and Baker, neither has worked. Neither is much greater than the other.
Where Colin was wrong.
I thought the Steelers would at least wait until like week 8, 9, 10 to pull Mitch Trubisky, but Mike Tomlin, who's a very patient guy, who is not prone to knee-jerk reactions, pulled Mitch Trubisky in week 4. I applaud him for it. I think it's the right move. I think this is the year that you get 12, 13, 14 starts with Kenny Pickett. Next year, there's going to be 6, 7 first-round quarterbacks maybe taken. That's what they're saying now. You'll know what you have. He was a little overwhelmed yesterday. That's okay. It's his first start. He didn't take all the snaps. Let's now watch Kenny Pickett this week. He takes all the first-string snaps. I think you'll see a better version of Kenny Pickett.
Where Colin was right.
When Carson Wentz left Indy and they blamed him for everything, I said, he may not be as good as I think, but he had 27 touchdowns and 7 picks. He wasn't to blame. The Colts can't score without him. They're bad. They are last in everything. Points, giveaways. Listen, he's not tearing it up in Washington, but just say this out loud. Quarterback rating in the mid-90s, 27 TDs, 7 picks. Do you sound like the problem for a football team? This team does not have enough dynamic playmakers. I've always said I overvalued him because of his size and his arm, but the idea that he, Ursay went crazy, that he was the problem at Indianapolis, he's not the problem. They got stuff going on at wide receiver and tight end. They're just not dynamic enough.
Where Colin was wrong.
The Seahawks are way better than I thought. I don't even know what's going on with Geno Smith. But I'll say this. They drafted 2 offensive tackles. They're both home runs. There's better protection. Rashad Penny has come into his own. Geno is moving. He looks a little thinner. He's moving better. There's Rashad Penny, who they got in the first round. He is finally in good shape, and he's healthy. Their offensive line's better. Geno's like 3rd in passer rating. That's Will Disley. I thought they were going to be Atlanta, but they've got some punch offensively. I got to tell you something. Next year, they got 2 firsts, 2 second, 2 fourths. If Bryce Young or whoever they get at quarterback can play, or Geno, they got their future looking at him. That O-line now is solved. That was an issue for Russell's last 5 years. That O-line is solved, in my opinion.
Where Colin was right.
All right. Brian Kelly loses early in the season. He does that cringy social stuff, and you're all bailing on him. Brian Kelly and LSU, Mississippi State, Auburn, here they go. He and Jaden Daniels have been terrific together. 68% completion percentage, 6 touchdowns, no picks. Brian Kelly's won everywhere he's been. You don't think he's going to work at LSU, which is an absolute football factory? Their recruiting's good. You can't take over a company, a football program in the SEC and think, yeah, you're just going to win all your games. He's got new coordinators, new players, a new quarterback. I've always liked Jaden Daniels. I liked him in Tempe. I think he's a very clever player. Don't know if he gets drafted, but he's a very good college quarterback, and Brian Kelly's always been a great coach.
Where Colin was wrong.
Oklahoma's a disaster. I thought they were the 2nd best team in the country. They can't stop anybody. I mean, Brett Venables is supposed to be a defensive guy. There are major holes in the secondary. Their tackling is terrible. Assignment football. Don't tell me Venables needs his own guys. Folks, they are poorly coached. There are massive holes everywhere. They look disorganized. Penalties. The tackling's atrocious. They're getting gashed on the ground.
Where Colin was right.
Before the season, we said the best team in college football that nobody will talk about is UCLA. They're 5-0. Now, here comes Utah, which could be a wake-up call. But Dorian Thompson-Robinson has been effective, the multiple-year starter. They have an NFL running back, nice pieces on the outside, got some veterans up front. Washington's a real team, and they housed them. Their quarterback's got 11 TDs and 1 pick, and I know Chip Kelly may not be a media darling, and a lot of NFL fans don't like him, but this is the best UCLA team. The transfer portal did them very well. They picked up some nice defensive players, pass rushers in the transfer portal. This is a very solid top 15 team. It may be closer to 15 than 10, but that's a good football team.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
So rarely do you get sort of a generational surging all-time talent, Mahomes, against the GOAT in his last year. We got a little bit of old MJ, young Kobe, little bit. We got a little bit of magic at the end, Michael surging as the next great player, the passing of the torch. Last night we got it, the GOAT against arguably the next GOAT, and they both leaned into what they were. Mahomes was flashier than ever, daring, showing off, creative, lots of flair. That's absolutely who he is. And Brady, at one point, I mean, they threw like 25 straight times or something, the announcer said. Brady was efficient, smart, accurate, great in the red zone. You know, Brady is so unique because rarely do we get an athlete that plays for this long at this level. He got smoked early in the game. It had no negative effects. He got right back up. I mean, I'm looking at their box scores. Brady had 115 passer rating. Mahomes had a 98. Brady threw it 52 times. It would have been great to have Gretzky and Howe be on the ice at the same time, or Montana and Favre, or Russell and Kareem. You just don't get it very often. And yet here we have six games. They've both won three. They've split it right down the middle. And, you know, you start looking at their matchups head-to-head. You can see what you get. You get more touchdowns with Mahomes, more passing yards a game. You get more, the higher completion percentage with Brady. Tom still throws as good a ball as I think he did 8 years ago. He doesn't throw a Josh Allen ball, but he never did. And here's both after.
Yeah, I like Patrick a lot. Had a chance to be around him a little bit, and obviously think he's a great player. He's doing a great job for that team, and he's got a great career ahead of him, so I'm always here to help anybody that I can. You know, anyone who is looking for advice, and you know, I've certainly seen a lot in the game, and I'm always happy to pass on information to others to hopefully see those guys maximize their potential. Like I've been very fortunate to maximize mine. I've had a lot of mentors in my life that played a very important role in helping me be the best I could be too. So the least I could do is give it back. I really love watching Patrick play, and you know, does a great job for that team. And unfortunately, we're on the wrong end of it tonight.
I see him in the offseason a lot now. I just had good luck on the rest of the year. I feel like I said this earlier in the week, I think, in some interview where I was like, I feel like I've had the last game against Tom Brady like four times now. So until he is not on that field when I step on the field, I'm not going to believe this is my last game against him.
So Buffalo and the Ravens played. Those are two very, very high-end AFC teams. I think they both have one big concern. Buffalo, we're 6 years in with this head coach. They cannot consistently run the ball. So Josh Allen, once again, takes too many hits for me. Baltimore has gotten into a little bit of a bad habit, 36 passing yards in the second half. So Baltimore's really well coached, plays with a lot of emotion. Very good coaches tend to take leads in football games. They have a good game plan. They know what they are. They know what they're not. They lean into it. They take a lead. There's always about a third of this league that's very well coached. Half is okay and half is poorly coached. So Baltimore is a very well coached team. They scheme well. They game plan well. They take a lead all the time. And that's why Sean McVay, 45-1 leading at half. McVay's a really good coach. Good coaches take leads. Bill Walsh had a lot of leads. Jimmy Johnson had a lot of leads. Chuck Knoll had a lot of leads. But Lamar is into a space now, and I think he's really, really emotional. And you can see it. When he has a bad play, a bad series, a bad interception, he goes into a, kind of a dark place and gets very emotional, doubts himself, then he tries too hard, tries to extend plays too much. And I was looking at Baltimore's drive results against the Bills. It's a prime example. They start fast. Touchdown, touchdown, field goal, punt, 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 interception, interception. It's almost like he comes down emotionally. It's like a sugar high, and he comes off it and crashes. I think it's all correctable, but I think one of the great, I know this sounds weird, but you got to get over mistakes really quickly. I think it's harder when you're younger because I think younger people are more emotional and have less life experience. Joe Burrow is very rare. Andrew Luck is very rare. They get over their mistakes in 30 seconds. I've talked to Burrow about this. Stafford, Brady. Brady's thrown pick sixes in Super Bowls. A real skill is not being emotional in crisis. I remember years and years ago, I forget the network, could have been CBS, could have been Fox. They were talking, somebody put a heart monitor on NASCAR drivers as they were going on these big sweeping turns and as they were getting in congestion. And the greatest drivers, their heart rate didn't change at all as they were up on the turn, as they were getting banked in, even when they were bumping cars. And I was like, that's a great racer. Is that, can you emotionally stay in control, be composed when you throw a terrible pass? Aaron had one yesterday. Pick sixes happen. Brady's had them in Super Bowls. And I think sometimes I see it with Lamar. He really gets down on himself really quick. And again, go look at the Ravens drive results. It's a classic example. TD, TD, field goal, then punt, pick, pick. He's trying too hard. The good news is it's correctable. It's solvable. I think he does everything else well. It's a little bit of a hole. I contend Buffalo finally won a close game. Buffalo has got to develop a run game beyond Josh Allen.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's bring on Jimmy Johnson. Maybe that's why Jimmy lives in the Keys. Jimmy's like, enough of this nonsense. I want to go fishing and have a beer on my terms. I understand, Jimmy, why you had 10 years you could have written. By the way, why did you retire? Were you just tired of everything?
It was an all-consuming job.
Yeah.
Because I handled personnel. I mean, if I hadn't handled personnel, I probably could have delegated a little bit more and had a little bit more spare time. But, you know, I was completely away from my family all the time. You know, I never really had any social life, didn't have a family life. And so I said, hey, it's time for me to enjoy a few things.
If you would have had to, I don't know how many times you faced Andy Reid, but Todd Bowles is a heck of a defensive coach, and he is flummoxed last night. I don't know your history with Reid, but I watch Andy and Mahomes, and Jimmy, it is like a perfect marriage. Andy likes to screw around and have some flair and fun, and Mahomes can deliver it. When you watch it, what do you
right.
see?
I tell you, starting off that ball game, when I saw Mahomes making some of the throws, making some of the plays, Kelce, you know, running the ball, jumping over tackles. Yeah, here's a little basketball. Look at here. Look at this play by Holmes. Unbelievable. I mean, how many quarterbacks can do that?
Right.
You know, when I saw that, I said, please, there's no way, as good as Brady is, that, you know, Tampa's going to win this game. Kansas City's got this thing all the way.
Yeah, you can. The knock on Andy Reid has been he can get a little cute. But when you prepared for a coach that had tricks, that had different things, was it harder for you to prepare for? You had to spend time on fake punts and reverses.
Without question. I tell you, in college, Bobby Bowden was that way.
Yes.
My first year at University of Miami, you know, we lined up against them, and they ran reverse after reverse, you know, flea flicker here, there, and everywhere, and beat us pretty good in Miami. We got ready for him the next 4 years. We beat him the next 4 years. But that first year, man, I was just seeing, going, my head was spinning looking at all those reverses. We got ready for him, though.
All right. Yeah, I remember those. And Bobby, by the way, the late Bobby Bowden was one of the most creative coaches. One time he told me, I said, Bobby, what do you do when you get home after a game? He goes, I take out a notepad and I watch the Pac-12. He goes, they always got good tricks out there. And he goes, I know the other coaches fall asleep. He goes, I sit and take notes on Pac-12 games. So to your point, some guys are more creative. Now, let's burrow in on Dallas. I don't buy into the quarterback controversy, but I will say this. There are times that a backup can do things as a coach, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take that element with us to Dak. What do you see from Cooper Rush that you really like and would keep doing it?
Well, he knows how to be successful in the NFL. You know, Howie and Michael, they get tired of me saying this, but success in the NFL is not who makes the most great plays. It's who makes the fewest bad plays. And Cooper Rush, he knows his role. His role is get the ball to the playmakers, throw to the open receiver, and let your defense win the game. You know, don't try to be cute. Don't try to be pretty. Don't try to make the great throw. Don't try to scramble for 10 yards. And probably as slow as he is, he's not going to scramble for 10 yards. But he knows his role, and that's why they're successful.
Yeah. What do you make of the Cowboys' defense? Pretty good pass rush this year, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, no, great pass rush. They've got great pass rushers. It'll be interesting to see what the Rams do in our game of the week here come Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, the Rams, you know, should be able to run the football and slow that pass rush down. But
right.
Well, that's how Tampa beat them the first game. You know, Fournette rushed the football.
Right.
You've got to run the football to slow that pass rush down.
You know, listen, a couple weeks ago, this probably drove you nuts. Jerry had to have the mic in front of him. He said, oh, I'd love to have a quarterback controversy. And I thought, oh, good God. What would you have said to Jerry if he'd have said that 5 minutes later in the locker room?
I would try not to listen to anything that Jerry said, because he's going to talk every single day. You know, anytime somebody walks into that building with a microphone, he's going to talk. Yeah. And so, you know, really, you know, Mike McCarthy said it. Hey, Dak Prescott is our quarterback. Enough said.
So here's what concerns me. I saw it at Oklahoma this weekend, and I've seen it with the Denver Broncos. Is that generally, Jimmy, a head coach takes over a football team, college or pro, and he gets his side of the ball figured out. Lincoln Riley's got the Trojan offense figured out. McVay did it in L.A. McDermott got the Bills defense figured out. That's what you guys do. But when I see the coach struggling on his side, Nathaniel Hackett in this offense, Jimmy, it's vanilla. It's predictable. There's not a lot of movement. I'm not trying to be hyper here, but I don't see it. Is it a mistake? Is he over his head?
Well, the problem, Colin, is you've got a new coach, a new quarterback, and that new quarterback's not a young quarterback. You know, he's a veteran that's had a lot of success. So he's pretty well set in his ways. So the two of them have got to somehow blend, you know, to find out what's best for both of them. But there can be a little bit of conflict until they get to feeling each other out.
Yeah.
Because one's going to want to do something, and the other one said, hey, that's not what I'm good at.
Right.
I'm good at something else.
Right.
And so it takes a while for them to blend.
Listen, you dealt with strong personalities, Troy Aikman, Dan Marino, and it's not easy. And I think Troy obviously was winning, and you got Troy in his prime. You got an older Dan. So I look at Aaron Rodgers. He's obviously great, but he's got these rookie receivers, and his personality can be pretty prickly when it comes to new guys. If you fumble, he's not going back to you. Would you, Jimmy, how would you handle that with a Hall of Fame quarterback and rookie receivers from small colleges?
Yeah, actually, mine was pretty good. Troy was, of course, young, and so he did whatever we wanted to do to win the games. And then, really, Dan, when I went there, Dan realized that he didn't have any knees left. He couldn't move. He had had a bunch of injuries. And he told me, he said, Coach, I don't care if we run the ball every down. He said, I just want to win some games. So, Dan, as opposed to what some of the media thought, Dan was really pretty good about what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
You look at Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I think he's been pretty good. He is still a great, great quarterback. But even in the game yesterday, who is it? Dobbs, the rookie receiver, dropped the touchdown. But in overtime, he went right back to him. And so I think Rodgers has been pretty good. And he has adapted to the running game the last couple of years, which he might not have done years ago.
I would imagine... I've asked you this before, but you want your players to care. I mean, you were able to coach Charles Haley, who was highly emotional, but you would prefer your quarterback have a little bit more emotional discipline because you're kind of the captain of the ship, right? I like Lamar Jackson a lot. He wears his emotion on his sleeve. And sometimes when I watch him, Jimmy, if he has a pick he starts pressing. He gets very emotional. He gets very discouraged. He tries too hard. It's about the only thing about him I don't love. Do you coach it out of him? How would you handle that?
You know, I think the quarterback and the coach has got to, you know, kind of work together on this. You know, just for instance, you mentioned Troy Aikman earlier on. You know, Troy was as quiet as a church mouse, really when I was there. And then after I left and he saw that the team needed a little bit of discipline, he was screaming and hollering at the players, you know, every other play. Because Barry was over on the sideline eating a hot dog. You know? So, but Troy took that role as a disciplinarian. I think the quarterback has got to be his own personality. You've seen both work. You've seen, the fiery guy that's able to get it going, the Brett Favre's, and then by the same token, you've seen the real, laid back, very calm and cool and collected, guy. You know, Tom Brady goes bananas every now and then, but when he's on the field behind the center, he's calm, cool, and collected.
Okay, so Rams Niners tonight. I like Garoppolo more than most, but I also view him as a guy that needs things to line up for him. You're not going to carry a lot, right? Stafford is unique. He's a little Joe Burrow that he can be a tad reckless, but he tends to forget it. It doesn't affect him the next series. How much reckless are you comfortable with?
I don't like reckless.
Yeah. Right.
I guess from my days playing defense and coaching defense, I wanted the team to be able to win. I think you've got to take chances offensively. And at times you might need to be reckless in order to get back into the game. But I don't want to beat ourselves before we have an opportunity to win it with our team. And so the quarterback, I would say this, there's times to be reckless. But, therefore, until you see the momentum of the game, you want to be somewhat conservative, protect the football, don't take a lot of chances.
Who is the best team you have seen so far? Is it Kansas City?
Colin, you're going to have to ask me week by week because one week it's this team. One week you say, hey, man, this Philadelphia bunch is good. And then the next week you say, last night you say it's Kansas City. I think a lot of it's going to depend on who stays healthy through the next couple of months.
Right.
Because things can change in a hurry. You lose a key player and all of a sudden you go to the middle of the pack, whereas before you're at the leader of the pack.
Yeah. Hey, you're down in Miami. You know the Dolphins and that part very, very well. The Tua situation, they fired doctors. I mean, it's interesting. You grew up in a different generation or coached in a little bit of a different generation where, guys, I mean, it's now there's cameras, there's doctors, there's media. We are very hyper aware of head injuries up. What was the rule 20 years ago? I mean, did you just look a guy in the eye and go, yeah, I don't feel right?
No, that didn't happen even when I was coaching. And this, the procedure, I talked about it on Fox NFL Sunday yesterday. When a player was injured, he left the field. I never had contact with him again until the medical team, the doctors and the trainers, and now the independent neurotrauma consultant.
Right.
Once they have checked him out, then they would come to me and they'd say, Coach, he's okay. You can send him back in the game. Or they'd say, listen, we are holding him out. He is done for the game. So I never had contact with the player once he left the field and he was injured.
Yeah.
And then as far as Mike McDaniel, when the doctors, the so-called experts, came up to McDaniel and said, hey, Tua is fine. He's got a back injury. He's ready to go back in the game. He put him back in the game against, who was it, Buffalo, and won the ball game.
Right.
And so then they checked him out again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. This is doctors checking him out 3 days in a row and said he's okay to go ahead and play in the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
So Mike McDaniel's got to listen to his, his people. He's got to trust them.
Yeah. And you did. You had, all your career, college and pro, you just trusted doctors.
Yeah, they told me whether or not a player was going to play or not. Now, Howie Long, he'll dispute this. He'll say, Jimmy, you probably said, hey, you feel okay? You know, how many fingers do I have up? You know, you know, go ahead and get back in the game. You know, but that was not true. I really never even talked to a player once he is injured. The doctors told me whether or not to put him back in or not.
All right, Jimmy Johnson, the Hall of Famer, Fox Sports. Great seeing you. Thanks for coming on the show, Coach.
All right, Colin.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.